solar installations that exceed a certain threshold or are of a certain size, as Rocky Mountain Power sees it, also exceed their engineered standards for their equipment and therefore require large solar installations to install more protection for the grid. Chad Ambrose from Rocky Mountain Power says the solar installations need what's called effective grounding to protect their system. That's what held up first the Olympic Oval in Salt Lake, then the PC Mark and the Summit County Justice Center from getting hooked up to the grid. It was this after-the-fact additional requirement.
We operate a utility that is a four-wire system. If we have a fault on the system and if there's no grounding, a fault would be like a tree, you know, falling into a power line, something like that, or lightning strike. When that occurs, you have overvoltage occurring on the other two phases, and it damages equipment. So the equipment needs to be grounded. The Mark, for example, and also the Justice Center and the Oval all required what is called effective grounding.
But John Condy of Alpenglow Solar, who installed the PC Mark solar project, says he's not buying it, that the systems already have grounding and what Rocky Mountain Power requires is redundant.
To be honest with you, I think everybody's learning and they don't know. The one thing that's fantastic is the solar industry in the state is absolutely booming. And this is definitely something that we're paying attention to, it because it could kill that. But what we're looking at is at pretty much everything that's larger systems, three phase, they're saying they have to be this effective grounding, which is an added cost, an added element, added time to these systems.
He says there's no basis for that as far as he can tell. He says that effective grounding is needed for generators, not for solar installations.
If we look into some of the interconnection standards out there, that effective grounding has to do with synchronous generators. It says nothing about solar source inverters. And the solar inverters are all engineered to shut down in the event of faults on the utility side. And so if I go and speak with the utility inverters, manufacturers, they're like, why are you doing this? This is a waste of time and money. It's costing the country millions of dollars.
This so-called effective grounding is provided by something called a zigzag transformer. Lisa Yoder, the sustainability coordinator for Summit County, has been waiting to get the nearly 700 panels on the Summit County Justice Center hooked to the grid for over a month. Once online, it should save the county nearly $2,000 a month in energy costs and will generate 220 megawatts of power. They've had the same issue there with the Rocky Mountain Power requirement, but hopes it will go online this week. She says the company Creative Energies that did the installation on the center questions whether effective grounding equipment is even needed.
And that it may pose complications for the system. It may pose more problems than it solves. And that by installing this, it could actually trip the system and make it go offline inadvertently. That there's already equipment in place and this is not necessary. But to protect Rocky Mountain Power from damaged equipment in people's buildings, this is an extra safety mechanism.
She says it's a learning curve for everyone, notably Rocky Mountain Power. Matt Abbott of Park City Municipal said it was frustrating to see those 755 solar panels on top of the Mark not hooked up. But he also notes that everyone is learning together. Solar is new territory for a state that's woefully behind in terms of energy produced from sustainable sources.
I definitely trust Rocky Mountain Power's read on all of this, and I definitely think that they think that they're doing the best thing for the grid. And as I work with Alpenglow and as I work with Utah Clean Energy, there's a lot of questions that are coming forth on this edition. And we're looking at a lot of other states and a lot of other circuits to see what standards are and what thresholds are in reality. You know, this is a hypothetical threshold that we're pushing up against. And so we're kind of seeing if hypothesis equals reality. You know, from what I hear from our installers and from other professionals, this isn't a reality, but we definitely respect Rocky Mountain Power's interpretation that it is.
That's Matt Abbott. The PC Mark Solar is now operational this week, and the Summit County Justice Center solar installations are expected to be hooked up to the grid this week as well. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.